Yeah, that's an amazing poem. I read it on the air one time at 1:34 in the morning on February 7th, 2000.
Oh, is
that... Don't know what I went into. I would read the poem and then go right into something by that artist, by Dexter in this case.
Yes.
Maybe something from the 60s, Blue Note.
Yes.
Yeah. The notion of painful gods jive talk through blood-stained reeds and shiny brass where music is an anesthetic.
Yeah.
The notion of entities coming through one as a vessel. Imagine when you go to a more indigenous mentality. And I think that the thing about human beings is we all, you have to go back further for some, but we all have an inherent indigenosity.
Yes.
For some, maybe, you know, in the suburbs, you have to go back a little further.
Yes, yes.
You're a little closer to that because of the heritage of Trinidad, where that's still, and you know, Cuba, the Caribbean, where that even contemporary, even if they had to change it to make Shango Santa Barbara, still that notion. Tell us about that notion. You know, channeling is not the right word because we associate it with, you know, the New Age and, and charlatans. But in a sense, it's like channeling.
Well, I think in a sense, it goes back to something I've said before, that we internalize a landscape. And consequently, internalizing that landscape, we internalize the voices and all the possibilities within the context of that landscape, and everything else is filtered through that. I especially feel this growing up in Bogalusa, Louisiana, a place that was a curse and a blessing.
Yeah, but the notion of entities or resonances,
yes,
that poet, that jazz musician, especially someone with a sense of improvisation, a sense of, I'm not sure where this is going, but I'm going to trust this impulse.
Yes.
What about that notion of picking up on resonances? If you want to look, you know, when you look for me, you'll find me under your boot heel.
Right.
Walt Whitman, right?
Yes, yes.
So what about that?
Well, yes. Not that one is actually hearing voices or anything of that sort, but the fact that we realize that there are those who have traveled before us. The idea of the crossroad, I've explained that the idea of the crossroad is a place where one is departing and arriving at the same time. So that element is there, I think, realizing that, that yes, there were the singers before we were even thought of. I'm particularly thinking of someone such as Robert Johnson. I see Robert Johnson, most people see Robert Johnson as an untutored blues singer, but I see Robert Johnson as a very interesting, engaged surrealist.
Yeah, and another notion is that that's coming from the middle of the country, coming from the interior.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
What is that about the interior of the country? Has something to do with the interior of the human? Do you see any correlation of that?
Well, the interior of the country, it's where... Not that we think of it as a place of hardship, but there's that element as well.
The humidity itself is a hardship,
right? But it's a place where things are worked out in relationship to the land itself. Robert Johnson is a good example, growing up on a farm in Mississippi, and having gotten his fingers into the dirt long before he got his fingers on the strings of the guitar is rather important to me. And having a certain awe and respect for just the elements, what is there underneath things, what is almost hidden, but yet exists there.
Now think of that. Think of that Robert Johnson impulse of being, you know, in touch with the land, and take it back and take it another 70 years or whatever to, you know, a young white man growing up hearing about Muddy Waters through a Rolling Stones record.
Yes, yes.
So are we talking about two or three or four or five or more times removed from a source?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, I think so.
And you think that's where the power comes from, that connection to the elements and to the earth?
And for the individual coming in contact with that individual who has been connected to the land, we have to realize that there is a kind of ongoing tribute to that individual. And I think maybe that's what has been imitated to an extent, the humanity of the foreparent.
Let's talk about humanity, and also going back to the poem February in Sydney, which is, it's about Dexter Gordon, among others.
Yes.
A loneliness lingers like a silver needle under my black skin as I try to feel how it is to scream for help through a horn. We're talking about Dexter Gordon living overseas, being obviously Dexter and most of the beboppers being victims of racism, Miles being beaten outside Birdland by police, beating up Bud Powell. And when he says, hey, wait a second, I'm a composer of all these tunes, they note that on the police report as if he was some kind of mental patient.
Right, right, that's right.
Yeah, the disbelief there. That's obviously one pain. Dexter having to make his living in Europe is another pain, and probably the bulk of that pain that you're referring to, you think?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And that pain that they experienced, you experience firsthand, and make a reference to the woman who, when she sees you coming out of the theater, grabs her red purse and hugs it to her like a heart attack.
Yes.
Yeah. There's another, before we get into the last poem, there's a notion that there's going to be a third set of the Jazz Poetry Anthology.
There's that.
This would be the Late Late Show.
Right. There is still
like
that
you ain't got
notion.
Enough to do, right?
Right. Initially, we said that we would bring one out every 6 years, so we're behind the beat. But Sasha has gone on to edit, Sasha Feinstein, has gone on to edit a very engaging magazine.
Brilliant Corners. Named after another Monk tune.
That's right.
With Ernie Henry playing alto and Sonny Rollins playing tenor and other folks. Probably his most brilliant composition.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we're wrapping up on Thelonious. So Elegy for Thelonious is another one of your jazz poems. You've also published a short essay on Monk that says his work is influenced by, as we mentioned earlier, silence, but also by the human voice, by gospel. And you say that it requires an active listening. You think that's why he was so hard to get at first and why his work is so timeless?
I think so. It's my understanding is that Monk, as a teenager, would play for a gospel group during the day, and at night he would do his jazz gig. He would play his jazz gig. So it's interesting to have that kind of switching going on, that shifting, realizing
the switch is going to fuse after a while, right?
Right, that's right.
Plus, especially when he's going straight to the gospel gig from the jazz gig.
That's right. And maybe that's the reason that there's so much silence in his jazz compositions. Not that he wanted something that was oppositional to what he had been doing earlier, but at least to have that contrast there.
So the silence is in Monk's music. That's the time when we're supposed to say amen.
Thank you.
Could you read Elegy for Thelonious for us? talking to Youssef Komunyaka, IA Chancellor of the American Academy of Poets and professor at Princeton University, one of the highlights at this year's 29th annual Port Townsend Writers Conference.
Damn the snow. Its senseless beauty pours a horrid light through the hemlock. Thelonious is dead. Winter drifts in the hourglass. Notes pour from the brain cup. Damn the alley cat. Welland, a muted dirge off Lenox Avenue. Thelonious is dead. Tonight's a lazy rhapsody of shadows, swan to blue vertigo, metaphysical funk, black trees in the wind, sepulchral with Nelly, plays inside the bowed head, dig the man ray of piano, oh, satisfaction, hot fingers blur on those white rib keys, coming on the Hudson, monk's dream, the ghost of bebop, from 52nd Street, footprints in the snow, damn, February. Let's go to Minton's and play modern malice till daybreak. Lord, there's Thelonious, wearing that old funky hat pulled down over his eyes.
Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
Continued success with your work.
Thank you.
Talking with Youssef Komunyaka, Chancellor of the American Academy of Poets, he was just reading Elegy for Thelonious. And our thanks to Neville Pearsall at Synergy Sound for the studio time and the engineering work. And our thanks to Kevin Eliff and the folks at Centrum for making my work much easier than it ought to be. Centrum.org for more information on the Writers Conference, Centrum's Jazz, Port Townsend, and other events. And we'll have a link on our website at inpeoria.org. That's I-N-P-E-O-R-I-A.org.